Guess just to start off, move-in, you know, it's a tradition every year on the hilltop up at Bradley, and it looks quite a bit different this year due to COVID. Let's just talk a little bit about, for returning students or for new students or for people who are familiar with how it normally goes, what's changing this year?
Well, a lot is changing this year for move-in. So typically, we would have our students start moving in Friday morning, and they would just come in droves. Well, because we're trying to focus on physical distancing and trying to de-densify the area, we have required students to sign up for a time slot to arrive on campus to move in. So those time slots are broken down by building, so only a certain number of students are allowed to move in at a certain time. We have also limited the number of people they can bring with them to help unload. They're only allowed 3 people besides themselves to help them carry their items into their residence. Now, typically, we would also have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers from student groups to the Greek system to athletes who would help move in all of the items that were brought with them. This year, we're not doing that. Students have to move their own items in. We'll provide a handful of push carts to assist them that will be constantly cleaned and enhanced as the day goes on. Also, students are required, along with their guests who are helping, to wear masks the entire time. Once they get into their room and have unloaded all of their items, then they can begin to unpack. But we're asking them to unload everything first, then go into their rooms and unpack. So that way we'll have less congestion in the hallways and in the stairwells.
And you mentioned masks. I know masks are a big thing this year. Bradley's requiring anybody to wear masks whenever social distancing isn't possible, which in a setting like a classroom or a hallway, say, probably isn't. So could we just talk a little bit about how that'll work?
Right. So each of our classrooms, we have gone through and measured space in the classrooms. So there is 6 feet of distance in between each desk and or each seat. So if you think of a lecture hall, perhaps there are 200 seats. There are seats marked that are not to be used so that students do sit 6 feet apart. That way they do not have to be close to each other. Masks are required in all campus buildings and especially in the hallway areas because those will be more congested. But if those areas the students are passing, they're not stopping and congregating, or at least they shouldn't be. And then we're also limiting some entry and exit points to one way, stairwells to one way, elevators only a maximum of 2 people or 3 people based on the size. So we have signage posted on each room as to what the new COVID capacity is based on the distancing protocols. We also have capacity limits for conference rooms for employees of how many people can be in there. So we have those posted all over. We have the mask signs reminding people to do follow the guidelines and follow all the expectations that we have.
And how big a factor is remote learning this year? I know that in March, when the pandemic really started to ramp up locally here, Bradley, like, you know, pretty much every other school, K-12 and higher education in the area, went to remote learning. But it was important for you to come back to try to do some version of in-person learning this year. But there is still remote learning options, correct?
Absolutely. So all of our students have been given the option to go 100% remote. The deadline has passed on that, but we have had probably around 600 students who have asked to go remote. Then we also wanted to make sure that we gave the faculty that option because they too have concerns about, you know, their health and safety. Perhaps they live with somebody who may be at risk or they're at risk. So we have given the faculty that option as well. So now we have gone through the courses that the faculty have requested to be online, and we have created the schedules. So we do have a percentage of our courses that will be offered remotely. But over the summer, we invested in a lot of enhancements to ensure that that online element would be at the same level as face-to-face. Same with last fall. Our faculty really worked hard to make sure that those delivery mechanisms were in line with the quality education that you would receive at Bradley. Over the summer, we've added even more. We've invested in new learning management tools. We provided training for the faculty. We've enhanced our online access and capabilities. As I said, our instructors have had the summer training sessions where they've learned how to better develop their courses and make them even better than they were before.
Absolutely. And I know Bradley has been in regular communication working with the Peoria City County Health Department. I know one thing that they have approved on for trying to kind of keep track of, you know, how conditions are on campus is this, I believe it's surveillance testing, if that would be the correct term. If you could just talk a little bit about how that works and what people need to know about that.
Right. So we are going to participate in surveillance testing starting Monday, as our students return to campus. What we'll be doing is the nasal swab, and we are going to be choosing around 250 to 300 individuals randomly each week. And that will take place from the 24th of August all the way through the end of the semester, which is at Thanksgiving, while we're on campus. And we'll be providing no-cost testing through our health services. We actually worked with our math department to help create the appropriate sampling size so that we could make sure we were getting a true representation.
And just wondering, I mean, we know we've seen at other campuses, I think Illinois Wesleyan, we've seen, you know, students get together off campus, they have parties, or they might have parties on campus. I mean, how does Bradley, what's your messaging around that in terms of these get-togethers? I mean, how do you stay safe while getting together, or how does that work?
So our tagline right now is socially connected but physically distanced. So we have put together a series of expectations and guidelines for our employees and for our students, outlining what they are expected to do. Things like wearing your mask on campus and off campus if you're going to be in an area where you're not able to physically distance. And we also have a lot of guidelines in there of what they are expected to do as far as their behaviors go off campus. So we really are encouraging our students to hold each other accountable. Talk to each other. If you're uncomfortable with an action that somebody is taking, let's talk about it. Let's figure out where their breakdown may be. We also have a non-compliance reporting ability. So if we do know that students or faculty and staff, if they're not complying with our expectations and our guidelines, then they could face disciplinary action. So we have outlined this to our students, and what we're really trying to do is ask them to hold each other accountable, because we all want to be here this semester, and it's going to take each and every one of us working together to make it happen.
Yes. So just before I let you go here, I mean, it's obviously going to be a very different semester in fall 2020. Just anything else that people should know that we haven't yet touched upon?
We are participating in contact tracing as well with our surveillance testing. We will be offering students on campus to be tested if they're showing or feeling some symptoms. Every day, our students and employees will receive a reminder to track their symptoms. They'll go through a process where they click buttons to say, yes, I have this, no, I don't have that. And it will tell them, you're good to go, or you should contact your doctor, or you should contact health services. We also have quarantine and isolation guidelines. We have spaces set up on campus that if we do have to isolate and quarantine students, we have places for them. And we're working through this. We've done dozens of scenario plannings that have taken 5 to 8 hours each to walk through. What if this, then what? So we feel like we are prepared for on campus, face to face. We're prepared for hybrid learning. And we also have preparations for if we have to pivot to online. If that were to happen, we will do it. We will make that decision. And we do have the plans in place to make sure that 100% remote learning is ready to go if and when we have to pivot to it.
Got it. Well, Brene, thank you so much for your time today. Sure our listeners will find it very informative.
I hope so. And our website's always up to date, bradley.edu/coronavirus. And the things we're doing are not just for our campus, but they're for the whole region, because if we can keep our campus safe, that's our commitment to keeping the community safe.